The Schoolmaster's Daughter by John Smolens, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. War's begun, and school's done. John Lovell, Headmaster, The Latin School, Boston, April 19, 1775. Part 1. April, The Alarm. In the fall of 1774 and the winter of 1775, I was one of upwards of 30, chiefly mechanics, who formed ourselves into a committee for the purpose of watching the movements of the British soldiers and gaining every intelligence of the movements of the Tories. We held our meetings at the Green Dragon Tavern. We were so careful that time we met, every person swore upon the Bible that they would not discover any of our transactions but to Messrs. Adams, Drs. Warren, Church, and one or two more. Paul Revere, Boston. I soon received intelligence from Boston that the enemy were all in motion and were certainly preparing to come out into the country. Reverend Jonas Clark, Lexington. 1. A Small Incident. Of a Tuesday evening, Abigail Lovell had just entered Dock Square when the music of waterfront commerce, shopkeeps, and fishmongers hawking their goods was broken up by the sound of running footsteps, a shout, and then a collision. Twilight made it difficult to see. A boy sprawled on the cobblestones, two redcoats standing over him. Bostonians gathered round, fearfully silent now. Abigail pushed through the crowd and found that it was her younger brother, Benjamin, on the ground. One of the British soldiers had his...